Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We analyze hypothetical scenarios and we break them down in extreme detail. My name is Casey Carollo. With me as always is Bennett Didi. Bennett, how are we doing?
Good evening, Casey. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great also. And once again, I appreciate the formal good evening.
You're welcome.
Bennett, why don't you introduce today's guest?
Y'all know him, the one and only, Patrick Aloisio.
Pat.
I'm back, baby.
As always, and he will always be back. Yeah, I don't think we have much to discuss today. We've been on a roll by doing these more frequently now, so I think we should just jump right in. Are you guys ready?
But the listeners wouldn't know.
What?
I said the listeners wouldn't know that.
Yeah, they might know it. All right. Anyway, today's question is as follows. Would you rather be pinched every 5 minutes during your waking life for the rest of your life? Now, you're not being pinched by a person or a ghost. You have the feeling that you're being pinched hard enough to say, ow, right? Like it's not a killer pain, but it will, like if they pinch you in the arm, it'll probably make you jerk your arm. You'll say, ow. And that happens every 5 minutes during your waking life for the rest of your life. Or would you rather be woken up in the morning, every morning for the rest of your life by a hard slap in the face by Ronda Rousey?
Case.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm dead set on being slapped in the face by Ronda Rousey.
Doesn't sound that bad to me. Actually sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah, there's a slight sexual component we might have to tie in there, but
yeah,
circle around to that.
Cross my mind.
Patrick?
I'm gonna say let's get pinched.
The pinch man, all right.
Yeah. Bennett, I think we just have a clear cut, really hammer it home point here, which is the fact that this is only happening to us once a day. I haven't done the math yet on being awake 16 hours a day, 60 minutes per hour, and then 12 times each of those hours, what it would feel like to get pinched hard enough to say, ow. And this is random parts of Pat's body, so he doesn't know where he's going to feel the pinch.
Hmm.
So, Pat, anything to say to that? I mean, we're only receiving one physical inflection per day, whereas you are receiving – I mean, should we do the math real quick?
It's just
– you dare we?
You 12, get the point.
12 times 16?
If you want to do that quick math, go for it. But
it's 172. Pat is getting. Is it 172?
I don't know. Something tells me you've got your calculator out. Maybe you did it ahead of time or something like that, trying to impress the listeners.
Pat is right. It's 192. That's what it is.
192.
That you're getting pinched hard enough to say, ow, 192 times a day. There's no way you thought that through before answering it.
I did, actually. And. You said it's different spots of your body, so that would suck if it was the same spot every time. But since it's all over, like it's not gonna be building up each pinch.
So, Pat, I'm anticipating a few good arguments against getting slapped in the face every day, especially by Ronda Rousey, although. It is Ronda Rousey, so you're still waking up with Ronda Rousey every morning. I mean, that's something. The other thing is that
wants nothing to do with you other than slap your face as hard as possible.
Honestly,
leave.
Still not a bad sight to wake up to. And, you know, little love tap from a beautiful woman is not all that bad. But what I'm thinking is that I mean, this solves a legitimate problem here. This solves a real problem here. And that problem is I'm getting my ass out of bed like a goddamn Navy SEAL every day for the rest of my life with so much fire in my belly. I can't even comprehend the idea of this. I mean, yeah. Never again in my life am I hitting the snooze. Am I going back? I'm getting my ass out of my bed and I'm going and I'm pissed
Bennett,
off.
Bennett, you are utterly nail on the head dominating this right now. I didn't even consider the fact that the snooze is no longer an option. And when we're talking about fire in the belly, Bennett, I think it's very clear that
this is changing my life.
It's a level of motivation that no one, certainly not Bennett Didi, has ever had in their life before.
It's a level of motivation that nobody can achieve. and that's it. Now, Pat, I'll hold off on this, but I mean,
can I comment on what you just said?
Of course.
Yeah, so it's funny you're saying there's no more snooze, but really what you could replace snooze with is just probably the 40 to 50% chance, like getting absolutely knocked out from that slap. So now instead of a nice, like, energizing deep sleep, you're just concussed out of your mind, and then you're going to wake up like an hour or two later having no clue what just happened and feeling like a piano fell on your head.
No, I mean, I think a clear clarification here is that we're not going to get knocked out, right? We're going to feel the
pain. One of the best female MMA fighters ever.
No. She easily, I'm not disagreeing that she could knock us out. I'm saying for the sake of the hypothetical question, we're just feeling the impact and receiving the pain, but we can't be knocked out every morning.
We aren't going to get knocked out. It's going to be a significant level of pain. It's going to suck, but keep in mind, you're unconscious when it's happening. You're in that relaxed state. Okay. You've heard it before. Someone's asleep when they get in a car accident and they sustain zero injury because their body is just in a pure relaxed state and there's no negative effect there. So I'm asleep. I don't even see it coming. I just have this like I'm up. I'm pissed off and I'm ready to go. And I'm looking at the one and only Ronda Rousey. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah. I think Pat's biggest and best point here is probably that we will almost undoubtedly develop post-traumatic
CTE
stress disorder.
So quickly.
No,
I was
going
to wait for Pat to say that, but yeah, that's a real concern.
The only thing you're not thinking of, Bennett, and for the listeners, I shared a dorm room with Bennett in college one year, and we had our fair share of late nights partying and drinking, you know?
Pat, let's keep this between you and I, all right?
And I've seen the next morning what a DD hangover looks like. So imagine one of these late night drinking nights, Bennett's like, oh man, I'm gonna sleep in tomorrow. I don't have to worry about anything. Just getting woken up by a Mack truck to the side of the head.
You know what I think every hungover asshole needs more than anything is a fucking slap to the face to get your ass out of bed. Problem solved. And now I have a reason to quit drinking.
Drinking's really not. Getting a hangover is basically no longer an option for you, Bennett. There's no way you are going to choose.
This is just making me an all-around better human being. Thus far.
Actually, I'll take it one step further where it's almost like every morning you're starting with a hangover because you're going to have a headache getting slapped the shit out of you by Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I will have a headache and I will have to deal with a nearly permanent red skinned in the shape of a fully like flexed out hand on the side of my face throughout the day or most of the morning. Certainly I would imagine there's going to be a mark, but Pat, we haven't really dove into your side of it. Now
that's because there's no extension of my scenario other than the occasional ouch.
I'm going to give you one off the bat. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, right. How about the loony bin, which you will inevitably be in?
Mental insanity. mental insanity 1 month in.
Yeah.
Hospitalized. Hospitalized.
No, 100%, Bennett.
No, Pat, you are now a you are now a character from Shutter Island.
100%. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Not at all. It's just going to feel like not I was going to say like stubbing your toe, but not even that bad. It's just going to be like a little mosquito bite occasionally.
No, it's not a mosquito bite. It's not a mosquito bite. And if there's one thing we all know about a pinch, it's infuriating.
It is, Pat, you are getting pinched 192 times a day on average.
And
that's not bad.
We clarified too that to add to your inevitable insanity, there's no human being that's pinching you.
Yeah.
There's no person. You are just experiencing a constant pinch sensation every 5 minutes for the rest of your life. I'm going to be the one to take you to that hospital, Pat.
No, dude. Pat. Like, because it happens so frequently, eventually I'm just going to get used to it and not really care. But
no,
you guys.
That is a horrible argument. That's the worst argument you could have made. There is nothing you will ever get used to about the feeling of being pinched hard enough to say, ow, and jerk. And I mean, and you don't know where these pinches are happening. They could happen on the back of your neck. They could happen on the bottom of your foot. It could be directly on the nipple of the one and only Pat.
Nice.
No, not nice, Pat.
Right where I want it.
Bennett, how many bowls of cereal is he gonna drop? How many times when he's driving is he accidentally gonna jerk the wheel and like freak himself out because he got pinched
by no one?
Every time.
All of the times.
And now we did clarify that you're not getting pinched when you're asleep. We said during your waking life, but how about while you're trying to sleep, laying there all cozy, and you get pinched every 5 minutes, reminding you that, oh, fuck, if I don't fall asleep in the next 4 minutes and 59 seconds, I'm getting another pinch.
I feel like that's a loophole.
What's a loophole?
Pat, I'll give you that you can just have a solid 8 hours.
I thought it was assumed, like, whatever time period I would be sleeping, there wasn't going to be a pinch.
Pat, that 8 hours of sleep is the only thing you have left to enjoy for the rest of your time.
Yeah, no, you're not getting pinched while you sleep, Pat. I was saying while you're trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, but I thought it was just assumed, like, when I'm trying to fall asleep, that's, like, the same thing as sleeping. That's like splitting hairs.
The problem with that is that he would never fall asleep, so we have to just give him an allotted 8 hours. But, Pat, listen, man, you're going in the insane asylum. And
I would typically continue to argue that point, but based on the fact that the rest of – Pat, this is – what's funny about this question, Bennett, is that this is one of the would-you-rathers that you would hear, and everybody ever asked the question would be like, that's a terrible question. Clearly, I wouldn't be pinched every 5 minutes eternally.
Dude, you're totally overblowing how much a pinch hurts, and you're also underestimating how much – the reigning world champion hurts like slapping you in the face as hard as she can.
And no one said as hard as Pat, it can't be as
but
hard
she,
as
she just would... doesn't like your face. She really wants to hit as hard as she can.
Yeah, what is my relationship with Ronda Rousey here? That's a real question.
Because now this is why
Do
she
I have
hates
a shot,
you.
Or does she
no,
hate
no.
No,
she hates you because
give me like some sympathy and something little something happens here, or what's the
she
deal?
Appears
no.
like an apparition in the middle
Listen.
Of the night.
She hates you because now every morning she knows it's your fault that she's responsible to show up and slap you. And she's like, wow, I'm going to make this guy really pay.
But she knows I love it too.
No, you hate it.
I do love it though.
Actually, this is what's happening. You're laying in
every morning up and at it. Let's go.
Shut up. You're laying in bed.
I'm not kidding.
Listen. You're laying in bed at night, just like praying finally. No. Like praying finally for a nice sleep that you just wish you could sleep in. You've had a rough week. You're like, dear God, please let the ghost of Ronda Rousey not show up tomorrow morning. I just want to get some good sleep finally. It's just going to be in your head, just knowing that you're going to be violently awoken from maybe like a nice dream you're finally happening. And you're just like the most brutal way you could possibly be waking up. It's just going to feel so bad. And then for the next hours after that, the next few hours, you're just going to be like traumatized from what just happened.
Pat, you know what would horrible, horrible thing to have happen to you?
What?
If for every 5 minutes for the rest of your life, you experience the slightest touch imaginable to your body. Imagine someone gently touching you with their index finger. That's it. You're getting pinched.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't take a poke every 5 minutes for not the rest even of my life.
What are you talking about?
It's not about the pain, Pat. We're not even like bringing the. I'm not overstating the pain because that has nothing to do with it. You are in an inescapable, eternal hell, damnation of being pinched every 5 minutes in random spots. You can't even like prepare the spot in your body that you think is going to happen to because it could be anywhere.
But like people live their lives now with like a slip disc in their back or something. And that hurts a lot more.
Does that have to do with anything?
Because every time they move, their back hurts more than a pinch. So it's like, if they could do that, then I could take an occasional pinch.
Pat, here's what most of the people with a slip disc do. They go to a doctor. They get prescribed a physical therapist to take care of that. They take some pills. Go to a doctor and say, hey, I'm getting pinched by a ghost every 5 minutes. What can we do about this?
Easy, I'll just like get into the narcotics.
Show up with two big guys and put you in a cage is what they're gonna do.
And even then, you'll just be in a cage getting pinched every 5 minutes.
Dude,
maybe you made some good relationships though on the loony bin, Pat.
As if people are gonna believe. Yeah, my alarm clock is Ronda Rousey slapping me in the face.
They don't need to believe it. That's for me, Pat, and me only.
Let me float a situation by you. You ready?
Yes.
How about anytime you're anywhere talking to anyone and saying, oh, hey, my name's Pat Aloisio. You know, I do my thing. I live in Chicago. Ow. I'm just headed out to the grocery store. 5 minutes later, you're still talking. They're wondering why the hell you're saying ow out loud every 5 minutes because you can't explain it. Because even if you do, there's no one pinching you.
Pat, you now also have a severe case of Tourette's as well.
Yeah, actually, that just answered Casey's question. I just tell people I have Tourette's, and then I get some sympathy from it, too.
No, that is a loophole that we've never allowed.
It's not a loophole, dude.
It's a loophole we've never allowed in any of these questions. You can't explain your way out of something. If a result of this question is you being looked at like a freak forever, then you must accept that.
Two things. One, just because this is your podcast doesn't allow you to just change the rules to whatever side. You've been doing it every time.
And I've not changed the rules to anything. That is exactly how, Bennett, that is how we handle all of this. You can't explain your way out of the punishment.
I mean, listen, he's just making some points, you know? It's just a clarifying thing.
I know, but he must accept that the clarification is what it always is, which is you can't just explain your way out.
Two, I'm fine with the pain being whatever level you guys have set it at, but I don't think I have to necessarily give an audible ow because, like, you could pinch me really hard and I could still just not say anything if I wanted to, you know?
Listen,
I don't know why you're adding have to say ow.
Part of the question. The whole part of the question was that you're getting pinched hard enough to say ow.
Dude, that would have to be so hard where I couldn't restrict myself from saying ow.
You would have the option technically to restrict yourself. I mean, maybe you would just become accustomed to it and you would never say anything. I don't know. Maybe sometimes you would. But, like, Casey, I obviously agree that you can't tell people what the situation is and, like, have a way out. But to Pat's point, which is an irrelevant point, really, with the Tourette's. He could just lie to people and say, oh, fuck, I have Tourette's or whatever. But it doesn't matter because that's irrelevant. The problem is you're getting pinched every 5 minutes forever.
It is irrelevant, but I don't like my morality and my integrity being questioned by saying that I tailor rules to whatever my side is. That's incorrect.
That's what friends are for, man. We all got to keep each other in check. Pat's also squirming his way out of this argument.
Yeah, I am.
Is he, Pat, are you recognizing that you
did picked you just the wrong submit?
Side? Yeah, he's
wait,
submitted.
What?
Am I Ronda Rousey right now?
Ronda Rousey, Pat's face.
What are you guys talking about? I'm saying that I'm like getting around your arguments with counter arguments. I'm not quitting.
Is that what you thought we meant by squirming?
Yes, like getting out of a submission.
That isn't what I'm saying.
Either way, you guys didn't win because a violent.
Yeah, go.
A violent slap just hurts so much more than a tiny pinch.
Dude, of course it does. That's we relinquished that point from the very moment we started this. But that has nothing to do with it. Of course it doesn't. What? Pat, you're getting pinched by an invisible phantom forever. That's like some psychosis shit that no one can
do. Pat, when's the last time someone pinched you?
Probably in like third grade or something.
You've now gotten pinched 4 times in this podcast.
Pat. And you didn't hear me say "ow" once.
Oh, hey, good for you. You were able to hold it in.
Pat,
you're still slowly losing your mind already.
Pat, ready? Here's the difference in the answers of the questions. Me and Bennett chose a side. Right, we picked a side that is that we're getting slapped in the face hard by a UFC fighter every morning to be woken up. Now, that exact situation doesn't happen, but in real life, all fighters get punched and throttled daily much harder than we are, and they chose that life. Do you know what life you chose? One that doesn't exist where you're being invisibly pinched forever every 5 minutes. No one does that, because if they did, they would kill themselves in a year. It doesn't exist. You've picked a ghostly, like, in completely insane side of this argument that I was, when I read the question, stunned anyone picked. I thought for sure we would have to clarify it, but Pat immediately was like, no, I'll get pinched every 5 minutes.
I would rather get pinched every 5 minutes than have a throbbing migraine every morning as if I have a hangover. That would be suicidal.
No, shower, a cup of coffee, 20 minutes later, you're good.
No,
Pat,
dude.
You know how awake and invigorated you would be?
It's a slap.
Yeah.
Do you know how confused you'll be? You're basically concussed every morning.
Again, we're back to the concussed. Dude, it's just the pain. It's taking the impact, being like, wow, that was the worst, and I have to deal with it every morning ever, forever.
But, okay, that's fine if you're not, like, getting literal brain damage, but even just being awoken quickly. And I've even seen, Casey, I've seen you multiple times be, like, sleep awoken and having no clue what's going on. Imagine being slapped awoken.
That's exactly what he needs, and he'll admit it.
Dude, yeah,
no.
I'm like a mummified human being when I'm sleeping. I need to be slapped into submission and then squirm my way out.
You're going to be so confused.
Bennett.
Like, you're confused now.
Bennett, you and I are being – Pat is dead right? We're taking a serious impact right in the morning. He's saying all we're going to be able to focus on is how much it hurt for the next hour. Do you know what I'm actually going to be focusing on, Bennett?
What's that?
Get slapped awoken. 5 minutes later, the only thing I'm going to think is, thank God I'm not being pinched. I'm not going to think a thing about the impact to my face. Every 5 minutes that go by in the day, which, by the way, Pat, is 192 different times, I'm going to think, wow, thank God there's not a ghost pinching my body in random spots.
I don't know. Bro. I don't think so.
I do.
I might set up some type of contraption to start slapping me in the face every morning and get my ass outside.
I'll gladly do it for
you. Maybe just put a picture of Ronda Rousey on my wall.
I really wish the listeners of this podcast, if there are any, would actually chime in one day and tell us what they think about this.
Whoever's out there.
First, I wish that the listeners of this podcast existed, and then I wish that they would chime in and say what they actually thought, because I truly think that Pat would be on an island alone and the rest of the world would pick our side. Pat, do you know who else would pick our side? All of the females that got the shit beat out of them in the UFC by Ronda Rousey. They would pick an eternal damnation of being slapped awoken by her, the person who beat them, rather than get pinched by a ghost.
Are you shitting me? Do you know how much they would laugh at getting pinched? They would be like, that's literally nothing. They wouldn't even feel it.
They would laugh their way straight to the hospital, Pat. Straight to the fucking hospital. And then they'd stay laughing for the rest of their life. Like a crazy person.
I would be.
This is a little.
What?
Sorry.
Go.
This is like a 180. Am I allowed to numb myself?
No.
How would you do that? If you like, come up with a good method as to how you will numb your whole body forever, it will be considered.
No, I didn't say forever, but I could occasionally just decide to start drinking, and then you're not going to feel things as well. And then
drinking powder, heroin, because you still have sensation with alcohol.
I'll do both, and not nearly enough to care about pinching.
Okay, so to be clear, Pat, just so I'm understanding you, to cope with your situation, you're going to become a heroin addict / alcoholic to the point where you can't feel anything that touches your body. Whereas me and Bennett are the most awake and alert people ever, having a normal life.
No, dude. What am I, crazy? Like, I'm obviously going to alternate alcohol one day and heroin the next day.
Oh, man.
Come on.
That is classic.
All right. Well, listen. I think we've talked this one to death. And although I'm pretty lopsided with my ending spiel here before we talk to the listeners, and I typically sway in this decision that I picked to begin with, I think everyone on this podcast, including Pat, would agree that the correct answer is Ronda Rousey.
You're wrong.
All right. Well, listen, we would love to hear what the listeners think. Listeners, come on. Somebody, anybody,
where are you at?
Say something.
Where are you at?
Honestly, where are you at? And how do I find you? And say something, for the love of God. You know, what's funny is we tell them to say something, but, and again, I'm talking as if anyone listens, but we tell them to say something, but what are they going to, like, what are they going to write in on iTunes? Like, they're not, how?
You could comment on the Facebook page, the Instagram page.
Oh, there you go, Pat.
And that share was, that.
We got to fire up the pages again.
Damn right we do. Well, listen, listeners, what would you rather? Would you rather be pinched by an invisible ghost forever? Not even actually a ghost, just have the feeling of being pinched. So you can't even blame it on a ghost. You're just being pinched 5 minutes every day for the rest of your life. Or would you rather be slapped awoken into submission by Ronda Rousey? Which would you rather? Let us know. Pat goes pinch. Me and Bennett say slap. Gentlemen, it's been a well-fought battle tonight.
As always.
Good job. No. You still fell a little short, but it was a good effort.
All right, I'll talk to you both soon. Much love.
Adios.
Later.